The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Workmen put final touches on 10,500 square feet of exhibit space this week, working around about 700 objects from 15,000 years of human history. There are Native American artifacts, like a mysterious dugout canoe, which experts say was created using metal tools.
Either Europeans were adapting a native technology and using it to navigate the creeks and rivers of Virginia, or there had already been trade and Virginia Indians were adopting European metal tools.
Paul Levengood is the Historical Society's CEO. He says the news story of Virginia features the usual cast of characters, Washington, Jefferson, and Madison. But we also learn about one of the state's first congressmen, a Southsider who would show up for sessions wearing hunting boots, carrying a whip, and bringing his dogs into the chamber. There's a Conestoga wagon and an original smokehouse reconstructed inside the museum, its walls covered with wanted posters for runaway slaves, like 35-year-old Sandy, a skilled shoemaker who made his getaway on a white horse. The man hoping to get him back, Thomas Jefferson. There's also an interactive game that allows players to assume the identity of a runaway.
You have to make decisions, and those decisions lead you to new places, so it's all shot with actors on location. And then it's engineered to make those decisions lead you to either succeed in your escape or to fail.
Moving closer to the 20th century, we learn that Richmond was home to the first electric streetcars, and the story of Virginia includes one of them, complete with wooden seats, and a speaker broadcasting from another age.
We know you know, good radio. Stay tuned today, WRVA.
The car also carries new electric appliances from the 20th century, like the hairdryer.
Ladies, tired of drying your hair with a vacuum cleaner? Try the new electric hairdryer. It's smaller, it's faster, and it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time.
The toaster.
Most toast is made by guesswork. With the new Radiant Toaster, you can remove the toast the very instant it suits your taste. Toast that's golden brown all over. No white spots or burned edges.
And an electric iron.
Who loves to iron? Now you do. The all-new electric flat iron takes the drudgery out of ironing and saves you many tiresome steps to and from the hot stove carrying a heavy iron.
Levengood says those things freed women to demand a vote, take jobs, and play greater roles in their communities.
I mean, think about if you were doing laundry and ironing in the early 20th century by hand, it was enormous labor savings. It opened up whole new worlds.
The museum will open its doors to the story of Virginia every day from 10 to 5. Admission is free. I'm Sandy Houseman.